Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo, your host, and this is show number 17. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy our show. So here we are in the podcast room on the banks of Wing Canyon Stream. It's a beautiful evening just before dinner at 5:31 on Monday of Adults Camp here at Enchanted Hills Camp. We have a very special adult camper guest with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Elaine Triplett, and I've been coming to Enchanted Hills. This is my sixth consecutive session. I've had to take some time off due to the capacity of the session and transition from 1992 to 2000. So I missed 8 years between, 92 and 2000, and I missed 2008, 2009, up to 2012. But I love Enchanted Hills. And Tony Fletcher is the best, very understanding. He, he's like, boy, you take a long journey. And I do, but it's worth it every time I come to camp.
Where are you coming from?
I come from Las Vegas, Nevada, and it has gotten extremely hot this past week. I'm telling you, 118 degrees.
Las Vegas. How did you end up in Vegas?
One of my mom's former husbands decided to move to Vegas. He thought there would be employment opportunities there.
And you've just stayed there ever since?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you gamble?
No.
I was just curious.
There's two types
of people in Vegas, the kind that gamble and the kind that don't.
Right. Yeah. Because when you have a budget, a lot of us do. Especially when you're on a fixed income.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's only one city that does not have gambling. And if anybody can tell me what city that is, they will get a
store coupon. Nice. We do store coupons here at Enchanted Hills Camp when people do really awesome things. There's only one city in Nevada?
Yes.
That you can't gamble in?
Right.
I'm not even going to guess because I only know like three cities, I guess.
Okay.
And the two of the cities I've been in, I've gambled in. So I guess it's not those two.
No. It's in fact outside of Las Vegas. So.
Okay. All right. Is it a suburb or is it a little ways away?
It's a suburb.
Okay. So there you go, folks. You're listening to the podcast here at camp. You come up to Elaine and tell her what city or suburb of Las Vegas you can't gamble in, and she will award you a store coupon. That sounds pretty good. I could use a soda or a Gatorade right now. All right. So, Elaine, tell me. Let's talk about camp first. What are some of your favorite activities when you come here? What do you love to do?
I love the swimming, the bowling, the arts and crafts, working with Maceo in the Kiva on the radio.
Yep.
KEHC really, really rocks this time. And I love all the requests that we have, and they're really, really cool. And we get a lot of really cool people in there. Also, again, I am still looking for that answer. I don't know if this would apply to this podcast.
Sure it would.
Yes. We're still looking for the answer to the who recorded the song Handyman. It was before James Taylor.
Wrote and recorded Handyman?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have a follow-up podcast and you can give all the answers to these questions.
But remember, there is still a store coupon on the line if anybody can tell me the answer to that question.
These are good questions and good answers will be had, I'm sure. Okay, Elaine, tell me what you do for fun in Vegas that is not gambling.
I usually try to stay inside and go on my computer. I'm on my computer all the time. I watch like a lot of old wrestling stuff from back in the day. It's my weekend stuff. Yes, I do. I do like wrestling.
That's okay. It's something I learned about you that I didn't know for sure.
I'm not talking the real stuff either.
No, I get you. Yeah, you like the super fakey stuff.
Right, exactly.
All the drama. It's good to have wrestling and drama at the same time.
They don't really show a lot of the face-to-face wrestling anymore like they used to. They go backstage and they show wrestlers come out of limousines. Yeah, exactly. And then, I'll watch stuff that's not even around anymore.
Nice. Old reruns of wrestling. People, mm-hmm. let's get on it. Mm-hmm. All right,
yep.
Cool.
Go on YouTube. It's right there.
Yeah, it's all there to be had. You sang a song at lunch today, which was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You sang the Big Bang theme song pretty much verbatim, perfectly.
Right.
I have a funny story for you about that.
Okay.
One of my least favorite bands is the Bare Naked Ladies.
Uh-huh.
And we watch the Big Bang Theory.
Right.
And every time it comes on, there's always a little bit of the show, and then they start playing the song.
Uh-huh.
And at that moment when they start playing the song, I always freak out really bad and have to fast forward it. And as quickly as I can get to the button to fast forward through the song, and the longer it goes on, the more I'm like, And it's such a short song that by the time you get through to the end of it, it's too late. You already heard the Bare Naked Ladies. Sorry, guys. I'm just not a fan. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Absolutely.
But you actually did just great this morning. And honestly, it's probably one of the first times I've ever heard it all the way through.
I enjoyed it. I got to tell you, I absolutely enjoyed it. But I have the question. I don't know if you've seen it when Howard's mother was alive.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all
now,
caught up.
Now, I wonder if they're going to do the same thing with the baby where she's heard and not seen.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And she definitely cries like the mother, which is really funny. She has that voice, which is really.
And Howard's like, shut up.
Yeah.
But I got to get caught up as well. And for those that I'm going to spoil the ending for the last season. I'm sorry, guys. And in fact,
Spoiler alert. Hang on.
Spoiler alert.
This
alert.
Is the time where you can turn off the podcast if you have not seen
the last season of the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. But go ahead. Spoiler alert. Go.
Sheldon proposed to Amy.
Yes. Yes, he does. And that was just the last thing we saw.
Yes.
He actually goes a great distance to propose to her.
Absolutely.
He goes, first of all, even in a stranger turn of events, a girl is hitting on him, which makes him realize that he is in love with Amy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he gets on a bus or something and he travels to wherever Amy is, mm-hmm. and he proposes. It's a very nice ending to this season.
Yep.
I heard it was canceled. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's like Dallas. They canceled it, you know.
Right in the middle of everything.
Yeah,
going
exactly.
On.
And then it's like, who shot JR?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
back
that's the
back
big
35,
question.
Four almost. That God, that's hard to believe that that's almost 40 years ago.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Yeah, the who shot JR? You're going, oh my God.
So we've done spoilers for The Big Bang. We've talked about gambling. You got anything you want to say out there before we finish this show up, Elaine? Now that we've gotten to know you a little bit better.
Don't use your vision as try not to use your vision as an excuse. Try to, you know, don't say I can't. Can't to me is a four-letter word that is not.
You get around here just fine.
Right.
You do great.
Right.
You do great.
I try not to say can't.
You know, no,
in any aspect of my life at all.
And you're one of those great campers that we know just can kind of go and do. You do what you do. You get around just fine. You got a great attitude and a great spirit like everybody here at EHC.
Absolutely.
And it just reflects everything that we try to promote mm-hmm. up here, which is mm-hmm. just, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the blind leading the blind, and
we're okay with it.
It's okay.
I remember the very first time that I ever went to camp was back in Minneapolis, where I'm originally from. I was about 9. And now keep in mind that this camp was for physically disabled children that have cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, spina bifida, any type of physical disability.
Right.
You name it, they had it. So, you know, the doctor did everything. He came in, you know, did the tongue depressor, did the stethoscope, did everything that he could. But when he got to the eye part of it, he went to my mom. He said, "Have you seen an eye doctor recently? Have you seen a doctor for this?" And my mom said, "My God, what did you find?" And the doctor said, "Well, her optic nerve is atrophied." And my mom goes, "No, I've only known that for 9.5 years. She does great, okay?"
Yeah.
So then the doctor went over and did the reflex thing, and he goes, "Have you seen an orthopedic doctor recently?" And my mom says, "Oh, what did you find?" And the doctor says, your daughter has cerebral palsy. My mom's going, ah.
How old were you?
I was 9.
9? Mm-hmm. And she had no idea?
No. The doctor, the pediatrician, had absolutely no idea. You got to keep in mind that the pediatrician went to school back in 1912, okay?
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so...
1879.
Right, stuff, exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, so the doctor says, do you know that your daughter has trouble walking? And, of course, you got to think that my ankle, foot, or orthotic is on the right side of me at this point.
Right.
And he goes, okay. So my mom says, I've only known this for 9 years. And so then he walks over and does the, you know how on camp applications, they sit there and they ask you about, do campers have any type of restrictions?
Right.
Such as hiking,
mobility,
things like that.
Swimming,
mm-hmm,
horseback riding.
Oh,
all those, yeah.
So, but the doctor, the first one was no swimming.
Ah.
Now, the doctor looked at my mom and says, she can't go swimming. There's no way I can let her go swimming. And my mom says, why can't my daughter go swimming? Do you know that swimming is the best thing for a person who has muscle and joint issues?
Nice.
And, well, they drown.
Right.
My mom goes, my daughter is not a they. My daughter is a human being.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And she says, okay, so the doctor says, no hiking. My mom says, why can't my daughter go hiking? How do they walk? My mom says, well, my daughter, she gets up and she goes and she takes one foot in front of the other and she gets from one place to the other and she's absolutely wonderful. So then the doctor says, no overnight camping. My mom goes, why can't my daughter go overnight camping in a tent, in a sleeping bag? Well, how did they get on the ground? They can't sleep on the ground. I was categorized as a they.
Yeah.
It was. She's a they. She's from another island. She's from another planet.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, yes, you do have those ignorant people out there. But like I said, the doctor was basically like, and I asked the doctor, am I going to get a shot today? And he goes, yeah. Is it going to hurt? Yeah, it's going to hurt. And I'm going, great bedside manner, guy.
Yeah.
You know, So anyway, so the doctor basically said, I'm done.
Yeah.
You take this form, do what you need to do with it, find someone else. I can't do this.
Gotcha.
So my mom signed it. Susan Elaine Triplett, M.D. Yeah. That was my very first.
So she was definitely empowering you best as she could to make sure that this was going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. I've gone to camp pretty much all my life. This is my favorite part of the summer is coming to camp. Because sometimes you just need to get away from the world because it can just get, the world can be so cruel.
Heavy out there. It really is.
And especially with their,
we can't go there. Not here.
Yeah. Yep. No.
You cleared your throat. That being said, I would like to comment that that empowerment has definitely, we can see that motivation in you when you're up here.
Mm-hmm.
You empower yourself to get where you're going and do what you need to do.
Right.
And that was a very, probably one of the most personal stories we've heard on our podcast thus far. And I definitely appreciate you sharing that with us and also sharing, your own challenges and being empowered by your mother. And now you're here loving life, doing
what you do
the best.
But one of the things too is my brother, he passed away 2.5 years ago. He was supposed to be at my mom's house on Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, he was not. If you feel hurt or you need to talk to somebody or you feel depressed and you want to just end it, don't talk to somebody. Seriously.
Yes, good advice. Let's keep on living, folks. Let's have a good time, love life, and do the things that make us happy. And that's all it's about. It's just finding ways that we can make ourselves happy. Sometimes people get too sad. Well, maybe we should try to facilitate some happiness like we do here at EHC, mm-hmm. so that we can come away with a positive experience and know that life is worth living out there for sure.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Those are excellent sentiments. Thank you so much for sharing with us. You have a great outlook and you're a great person. We definitely always look forward to having you as a camper here at EHC. Thank you for sharing on Everything EHC, Elaine.
EHC is the place to be.
I would totally agree. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Elaine. Don't forget about the questions, the store coupons. And everybody, please have a great, great day, night, morning, afternoon, whatever time you're listening. Just enjoy it all. And thank you for listening to Everything EHC on maceo.net.